This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Riot police in Myanmar have shot dead two anti-coup protesters and injured several others as security forces increase pressure on popular revolt against the military takeover. According to local media, one of the victims was shot in the head and died immediately during the latest rally in the second largest city of Mandalay. Another was shot in the chest and died en route to a hospital. Several other serious injuries were also reported. The shootings occurred near the Mandalay dock where tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannon, and slingshots were used on protesters earlier Saturday. Some 500 police and soldiers descended on the area after dock workers joined the National Civil Disobedience Movement, refusing to work until the junta reinstates the democratically elected government. Iran's official news agency says the head of the UN nuclear watchdog arrived in Tehran ahead of Iran's plan for suspending part of inspections by the agency to the country's nuclear facilities. The arrival comes ahead of a February 23rd deadline. Iran's parliament approved in a December bill that would suspend part of UN inspections of its nuclear facilities under the 2015 nuclear deal. U.S. federal regulators are investigating what caused a catastrophic engine failure on a United Airlines plane that rained debris on Denver suburbs as the aircraft made an emergency landing. Authorities said no one aboard or on the ground was hurt despite large pieces of the engine casing that narrowly missed homes below. The Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement that the Boeing 777-200 returned to the Denver International Airport after experiencing a right engine failure shortly after takeoff. This is VOA News. Russia has registered the first case of a strain of bird flu, a virus named H5N8, being passed to humans from birds, and has reported the matter to the World Health Organization. Outbreaks of the H5N8 strain have been reported in Russia, Europe, China, the Middle East, and North Africa in recent months, but so far only in poultry. Other strains have been known to spread to humans. Seven workers at a poultry plant in Russia's south have been infected with the H5N8 strain in an outbreak at the plant in December. In an email, WHO's European arm said it had been notified by Russia about a case of human infection with H5N8 and acknowledged this would confirmed to be the first time the strain had infected people. Meanwhile, Russia has approved a third coronavirus vaccine for domestic use. The large-scale clinical trials of the shot labeled Covovac have yet to begin. Russia has already approved two COVID-19 vaccines, including the Sputnik V shot, following a similar approach of granting approval before seeing any late-stage trial results. The preemptive approvals had raised concern among some scientists in the West, but inoculations with those first two shots began on a mass scale in Russia only after trials were concluded and showed some success. Sputnik V was approved in August and late-stage trials began in September. Mass vaccination was launched in December after preliminary trial results showed the vaccine to be 91.4% effective. U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee for attorney general says the U.S. Justice Department must ensure laws are fairly and faithfully enforced while reaffirming an adherence to policies to protect the department's political independence. Judge Merrick Garland is set to appear Monday before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. In prepared remarks released Saturday night, Garland says the attorney general must act as a lawyer for the people of the United States, not for the president. If confirmed, Garland would inherit a Justice Department that has endured political controversies in the past. And former President Donald Trump will be making his first post-presidential appearance at a conservative gathering in Florida next weekend. A spokesman for the American Conservative Union confirms that Trump will be speaking at the group's annual Conservative Political Action Conference on February 28th. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.